This show furnished by HouseSmart's Television and Properties.
Time now for HouseSmart's Radio with Lou Manfredini.
I have a problem with shower doors. We have very hard water, but we have a water softener.
Stop. I have the best product.
He's handy.
When this works and your shower doors look fantastic, you are going to say such nice things about me.
He's funny.
This is what you're going to say. Oh, my gosh. My doors have never been that clean.
He doesn't have one of those Hollywood egos.
And then you're going to wipe it away, and you're going to say that Lou Manfredini is something else.
Yeah, that's for sure. Give him a call with your home improvement questions right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Good morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, HouseSmart's Radio on 790 KABC. Do I have a sheet of paper for me for this? Do you have one?
Are we on the radio?
We're on the radio. Yeah. Thank you.
Kidding.
Right here. Hand me this. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here. With you this morning, HouseSmart's Radio on 790 Talk Radio, 790 KABC. 800-222-5222 is our phone number. 800-222-5222. I want to turn up my, oh, here it is right over here. My little button. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Yeah, you're good?
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Ready to rock. Let's do it. Come
on.
We had
dinner last night at a terrific place. With my daughter and you.
Yeah.
I can never remember the name of the place.
Where we went?
Yeah.
Laurel Hardware.
Right. So it's a whole hardware theme, right? I was hoping that there would be like some sort of hardware-esque. Now, I didn't go to the bar, although I did notice on the menu, there was like a schematic of a drill press on the menu. And so I'm curious to wonder if the average person going in there knows that. Like for me,
I was going to say, I'm going to guess you're probably the only one.
Because I flipped it to you and I'm like, you know
that.
What this is? And you're like, no. And I go, oh, it's a schematic of a drill press.
It was cool. It had great food. I'm still chirping up the Brussels sprouts.
Boy, you're bringing sexy back right there. Good job. And by the way, I was on yesterday morning with Doug and Leanne. A story that was in the LA Times. We'll get to your phone calls right now, 800-222-5222. A story in the LA Times where people are buying houses sight unseen. That the real estate market is so tight and so competitive, the people that are either coming from out of town or could be coming internationally, and they're just going online because of all the pictures and how people are taking, you know, drones and all this other kind of stuff. And they're just going, I'll buy your house right now without doing anything. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard, right? That it's so competitive that that's what's going on.
Crazy.
And I mean, it's sad. I go, you still have the option, obviously, of the attorney review and your inspection, which you're still going to have. But man, I mean, I think that builders are so skittish to go all in for the housing market because they're worried about, taking a risk and not being able to sell it. But boy, right now, if you've got the cash as a builder, especially in the SoCal area, to start coming up with areas to build new homes, you're going to make a fortune because there is just no inventory for people to buy. All right. Our phone number is 800-222-5222. Jeannie is calling in from San Francisco. Jeannie, you're on HouseSmart's Radio. Good morning. By the way, our first call of the day is brought to you by our friends at Bonide Weed and Grass Killer. How can I help you, Jeannie?
Okay. I live in San Francisco, but we own a home in Grand Beach, Michigan, because we used to live in Chicago area.
Got it.
Small house originally, two bedrooms, two baths. We added a basement, a master bedroom, another bathroom, and we have all the utilities down in the basement now. The two water heaters, the furnace, humidifier, and all that.
All right.
Getting the hot water to the kitchen sink takes forever, and water is expensive in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening one time, and you mentioned a small water heater you can put under a kitchen sink.
Well, okay, how about this? Instead of doing that, why don't you put in a Watts circulating pump?
Okay. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, so this is it's a pump that gets mounted on the top of your water heater. It has a timer. And then there is this little, what's called a solenoid, that goes to, so your furthest fixture, you know, like a bathroom where you're waiting all this time to get the water.
It's a kitchen sink. Yeah, the bathrooms are pretty good. But
okay, so it's the kitchen. All right, so underneath the kitchen sink where you have the hot and cold water, you know, the spouts that come out.
Yep.
This little device connects, it's a bridge between the hot and the cold water, okay? And what this pump does is it pumps and circulates the hot water. It's like a physics thing. And it doesn't really, it pushes it back towards the cold water, but it really doesn't. But it's causing this flow to happen. And what it's doing is it's sort of just like it's at the door. You know what I mean? It's like, honey, there's someone at the door. The minute you open up the valve, you've got hot water right away. And when you turn the cold on, you'll get just a tiny bit of warm water, but you probably won't even notice. Like if you turn the cold water on and you went 1/1000, it's already cold. So,
okay.
Watts circulating pump, okay? You can find it at plumbing supply houses. Many Ace Hardware stores probably don't carry it, but they can special order it. The thing costs about $200, maybe $225. And if you're super handy, you can do it yourself. If not, a plumber can put it in for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my husband's pretty handy. But
all right.
Yeah, wonderful. And I miss Chicago. I'm going back soon.
Jeannie, thanks so much for calling this morning. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and I listen to you every Saturday. I get up very early in the morning to hear you.
You're a good lady. Thank you very much. 800-222-5222 is our phone number. Let's go to West Hollywood where Brian called in this morning. Brian, you're on House Smarts Radio on 790
yes.
KABC.
Yes, indeed. You have quite a way of explaining your products, I must say.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have quite a personality. You put it all together and you make a show.
Thank you. How can I help you?
Yes, I respect what you say, and I guess people like to listen to what you know. Let me ask you. I've read that there are various soap solutions that are mild that help remove dust from window counters. And I would like to know from your angle, which mild soap solutions do you know about that are suitable for that type of
for what kind
benefit?
Of, what kind of counters?
Window counters.
Window counters meaning it's glass?
No, like in other words, window sills. You have
window sills. Okay.
Right. Basically, you have typical dust. I'm curious.
Yeah.
You know.
So you want to do some sort of your own little solution that you would make?
A solution that's commercial. Commercial solutions that are mild, ones that you would recommend.
Okay. So if you, so in other words, you don't want to make it, like you don't want me to come up with some sort of hack idea. You want something that you can buy.
Precisely.
All right. So there's a company actually that makes a pH balanced countertop cleaner. And let me ask you this, those window sills that you're talking about, are we talking about a painted finish or a stained finish?
A painted finish.
All right. There's a company out of San Diego that makes a countertop cleaner called Granite Gold. And this is a mild pH cleaner that you can use on stone countertops, but you can also use on painted surfaces. And it comes in a spray bottle that you can buy. And they even make a like a half-gallon jug refillable that if you want to, you know, be more eco-friendly, you can buy the one bottle or buy a spray bottle if you want and put this in there. While it's not technically designed for this, because it's a mild cleaner that's pH balanced,
mm-hmm.
you won't get any streaking. If you use that with a microfiber towel,
mm-hmm.
it will work really well. Another thing that you can try if you want no chemicals, there is a line of products. Have you ever heard of a company out of Europe called Norwax?
No.
All right. Well, they were the first company that developed this highly refined microfiber system. But there's another company called E-Cloth. E is an elephant, cloth, like a cloth. And these highly refined microfiber towels use just water to do cleaning. And because it's so refined, you literally can take their microfiber towel, put it in warm water, wring it out, and do all of your cleaning. Now, I'm telling you, Brian, this
mm-hmm.
stuff, if I took on your countertop, I took a piece of raw chicken and I laid it on the countertop, and then I picked up that, raw chicken, like, oh, I got to clean that off. You know, typically you'd grab some Lysol or some kind of antibacterial. You take that E-cloth microfiber in warm water and wipe it up, 99.9% of that protein is lifted off the countertop.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just using water.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you calling this morning.
Okay. Bye.
Our phone number is 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls in just a minute. Hey, it is cold and rainy in L.A. It wasn't raining early this morning, was it? Is it raining now? I haven't been outside. It's supposed to? Is it raining? Yeah, he's nodding his head. Dino's over there. He's got his thumbs up. It's rainy in L.A. this weekend. I thought the song says it doesn't rain in California. But Lord, don't it? Okay, never mind. Hey, that means you're probably using your heater, and if your heater isn't working properly, well, then the pros at JW Heating and Air, you know, the guys with the coolest trucks in the town, well, they're here for you. JW Heating and Air serves all of Los Angeles County and the surrounding areas, and the owner of JW, Jeff Williams, get it? See what he did there? JW, Jeff Williams, you're with me? Okay. He has over 30 years experience. Their core values are honesty, integrity, and teamwork have allowed JW to be awarded one of the coveted top 10 contractors in North America 5 years in a row. They have thousands of five-star local reviews. So don't let an old troubled heater put a chill on your weekend. Call JW Heating and Air at 877-JW-HEATING. That's 877-JW-HEATING or visit their website, jwheatingandair.com. jwheatingandair.com. For installations to repair, trust JW Heating and Air. Their family serving yours. 8:15 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here. House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Previously on The Drive Home.
Apparently, America has a $1 billion drunk shopping problem.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think spends more drunk online?
Women. Come on.
Men spend more money drunk on the internet than women.
Okay.
Guys, you raging alkies.
Who are these men? And I get that they watch porn and they probably buy that.
Well, maybe they count that. If you're buying happiness.
The Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6
on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program? The Key Light Company's Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by Dr. Damon Raskin, addiction specialist, and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gless, Concierge Detox LA can meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712. That's 323-935-9712.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Tired of pulling unwanted weeds that continue to go through cracks in your sidewalks, patios, or even the flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer. Cleanup, weed and grass killer. Bonide's cleanup kills pesky weeds, grasses, and other plants to the root. The systematic action ensures the unwanted plants do not regrow, with results seen in just a few days. So get rid of weeds and grasses the easy way. Pick up Bonide's cleanup, weed and grass killer, at your local hardware store, garden center, or farm feed store, or visit Bonide.com.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Let's talk to Brenda. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I've got these little ants coming into my home.
No matter what your question is, bugs, paint, roofing, gardening, leaky toilets, Lou's got an answer.
Wait, so I'm just curious, though. So there's a queen ant that's, like, directing them?
All you have to do is call 800-222-KABC.
Okay. Wait, are you talking about my life or are you talking about your ants?
Right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I don't know if my wife likes that. My wife, when I talk about my queen, she is my queen, but, you know, I gotta just listen to her. I wonder if I could put some stuff out there and she'd go away. No, I don't want her to go away. Well, why would you look at me like that? Hi, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Our phone number is 800-222-5222. Daniel is in Mar Vista. Daniel, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
You know, this is a follow-on to a question that you just had about the circulating pump. You know, I think it was Jeannie called in that she didn't have hot water quickly
yep.
in her kitchen.
Yep.
And you recommended this circulating pump. Now, we have the same problem, and we've talked to a plumber about it. And another problem we've had is one morning I walked into the kitchen, and there was a puddle of water in the middle of the floor, and I saw it was coming from the ceiling. And it turned out that a copper pipe in the attic had started to spray water all over the place.
Mm.
So the plumber who came to deal with that said, you know, if you put in a circulating pump, you're going to have more pressure in these pipes, and you're basically going to have to replace all of the copper in your house because it's just all too thin. And I'm just wondering what your take is on that. If we want to get hot water with a circulating pump, are we going to have to kind of essentially replumb the house?
Well, I mean, okay, so the issue with the nice thing about copper piping is, you know, it has a PSI rating. There's two types of copper piping that go in homes. Typically, it's a thin wall and a heavy wall. Most of them have a rating of over 100 PSI, you know, that they're capable of handling. So your
right.
typical domestic water that comes from the city is operating anywhere from, well, you know, they say one thing, but relatively, you're probably at 35 pounds to 45 pounds maximum. These circulating pumps they operate at a much lower PSI where they're probably only going to generate an increase up to about 60, maybe 70. So we still have a large area of margin. I mean, is there a risk that you could spring a leak? Sure, but if it's not leaking now, the added pressure isn't going to cause it to leak further on. Now, you know, there's a couple ways to do this, and that caller mentioned as well. You certainly could add a small tanked heater at that furthest one to get you hot water quickly for a short period of time, meaning
right.
that if you've got a sink area where, you know, you want to go wash your face at night or whatever it would be like at a bathroom where you want to get it right away. But now you've got to put a heater in there. You've got to feed it electricity that typically is a larger run of electricity than you would have in that area. So it's quite involved. These circulating pumps do work, and I would not tell you to worry about it springing a leak as long as the plumbing piping generally is in good shape. I mean, if it was an older home and it was galvanized piping, which is, you know, very common from homes built in the 50s and 60s, then I would say probably not for you. But modern copper piping, I would not have a problem whatsoever.
Well, that's good to know, and I've got to do something because my wife looked at me the other day and said, I've been washing my face with cold water for 10 years, and we've got to do something.
Happy so. Wife, happy life.
Yes. All right, Lou. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate it. Our phone number is 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. We want to talk to Mary in Pasadena. How about that? Yeah. Hi, Dino. Hi, Mary. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
So, well, I wanted to ask you because I've had an ongoing problem with bees in my older home. It's the home was built in 1913, and it's a beautiful wooden structure, redwood shingles, and this is like the fourth time. I've lived here for over 20 years, but it's the fourth time that I've had problems with bees, actually coming in and like building hives in like weird parts of the structure.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the guys that came out to give me a quote had said that once you get them, it's very difficult to get rid of them, that they'll come back because of the pheromones or something.
Right.
So I'm just curious, have you encountered this? Like, what would you recommend? There's this whole thing where some people, you know, are like, no, you have to save the bees. And some people are like, no, you have to exterminate them. One guy that exterminated them actually found a hive in one of the mature trees in the back of the property line.
Right.
And it was a beautiful mature tree that ended up dying because of the poison that he put in on the hive.
Right.
So I just am at a loss about, you know, can something be done on like a prevention basis, or is this just something that I'm going to have in this particular property?
You know, Lindsay, are you online right there? You know, our friends over at Fresh Cab, the people at Fresh Cab?
Yes.
They, I believe, have a repellent. Can you look that up, see if they have that? So
yes.
Here's the thing, Mary. I'm on the camp of save the bees. So, but I'm also in the camp of you don't want bees living in your home because you don't want to get stung or whatever. And, you know,
it's dangerous.
Right. And so also with the issue of hives and whatnot, there can be a lot of damage. I mean, I have seen examples over the years where people have had entire wall cavities, that have been filled with hives. And so it's a huge issue that you have to address professionally. And so, and the chemicals and the spraying of the chemicals is also dangerous. And, you know, and obviously what's available in California is very different than what's available in the rest of the country. So there's a company called Fresh Cab.
It's actually Earthkind.
Earthkind is the company, right? Fresh Cab is the brand.
Yes.
And so this is a woman that invented these repellents. And, it's not a spray. It's not a, they're like these sachets that you can place.
Satchel?
Sachets?
Satchel.
Page.
Thanks,
Mayor. So anyway, these sachets you hang and they make one for bees, don't they? They have one for bees.
I actually don't see one for bees. Right. I see one for mice, spiders, moths, ants, beetles.
Okay. So try the one for the spiders.
Okay.
It's something that will work. And so there are these little sachets that you can place. They won't like the smell, and they'll go somewhere else. So, and the exterminator was right that they're creatures of habit. And once they come back and they start, oh, I remember this place. It's like going to, you know, like you have your favorite hotel. Hey, let's go there. I like that place. It's the same thing. Your house is the favorite hotel. What's the website?
It is earthkind.com.
All right.
As far as, like, professionals to handle the problem for me, is there a source that you would recommend?
Oh, man. Because
I've gone through a couple of different people, and it's like, you know, it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's a continuing ongoing issue.
I mean, so the thing is with the professionals, most of them will be, there will be a chemical treatment where they'll try and eradicate the bees and kill them and get rid of them. And so that poses a big issue. Didn't we a while ago talk to a bee company where there's like, they'll come out and smoke them out. Like they will naturally get rid of them. Let me think about this because I do have a source, but it's not coming to the top of my head right now. Keep listening and I'll come up with that name and I'll put it out over the air. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We need to do our noodaloo too, right? Okay. So, are you a painter and, do you store the paint? If you're painting as a DIY person and you want to make sure that paint lasts as long as possible. Our Noodaloo 2 is like a propeller for your paint. Take a listen.
Stir, pour, and store in a jiff with one ingenious tool. This week's Noodaloo 2, the Mixing Mate Paint. paint lid makes mixing and pouring paint, stain, or varnish as easy and mess-free as pouring syrup from one of those pancake house-style dispensers. Forget the lid, stir stick, punching holes in the rim with a nail and hammer, paint pouring down the side of the can, and trying to bang the lid back onto a gummed-up rim without deforming it.
Oh, man!
The Mixing Mate paint lid eliminates all of these problems. Whoa. The gallon or quart-sized Mixing Mate is basically one reusable lid. The lid includes a paddle that works by rotating the integrated handle to thoroughly mix the paint in just a few seconds, and a trigger on the handle that lets you control pours. Leave the lid on to store the can between uses, or rinse it off and move on to your next paint job. The gallon Mixing Mate goes for $24.95 and the quart for $17.95. You can find out more at thegrommet.com, and of course we posted the link right up on Lou's Facebook along with a demonstration video. So take a look. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, that's right. I forgot about news. We got to get out of the way for Gary Garrison. Hey, this is like a thing you clamp on the top of your paint can, and it's got a propeller and a handle and a pouring spout like you're at the Waffle House. You love the Waffle House.
I do.
I know. And so it's like pouring syrup.
So
and
delicious.
You stir the paint at the top, and it really is cool. Now, it is, I'll tell you what, this to me, I don't know how many homeowners are going to buy this, but if you're a painting contractor, this could be your best friend. You got all those paint cans in the back of the truck, and you got to constantly stir it, and you got these sticks. And I'll tell you, whenever you have paint and you're painting in your home, one of the mistakes as you store that paint is as the tints start to settle, you never stir it enough, and then you go to touch up or paint a section of a wall, and you're like, oh, that color doesn't match. This product, the Mixing Mate, could be your new best mate. See what I did there? Mm-hmm. Kind of like a ship thing.
You're good.
All right, so check it out. We've got their website. Well, you can see it at thegrommet.com, and we put a little video up on our Facebook page as well. More of your phone calls after news. It's 8:30 in the morning. Time now for news. Here's Gary Garrison on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A Pomona police officer has died after he and a fellow officer were shot by a barricaded suspect in Pomona last night. The second officer is listed in stable condition. The slain officer's identity has not been released. A man who fled from the scene of a traffic stop holed up inside a Palmdale residence overnight. That standoff began shortly after 8 p.m. Friday. And lifeguards are searching the water around the Santa Monica Pier this morning for a man who jumped into the water just before 11:30 last night. KABC SoCal weather, a 70% chance of rain today and tonight. Highs lower to mid-60s, lows in the mid-50s. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Sovatar in front to Jillian Barbary. Shoot! Score! Leanne Tweed, what a hit.
Oh.
Doug McIntyre, a shot, and he scores!
We are all Kings.
The Kings continue their quest to reclaim their throne later today as they face off against the St. Louis Blues.
Saved by Quick!
Nick and Daryl get things started at 12:30 with Inside Kings Hockey. Then, stick around after the game for Kings Talk, exclusively on your home for Kings Hockey. 790 KABC.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
The quality program heard on this station is made possible by your generous contributions.
So call already and contribute. Call toll-free at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
It's never easy coming home to a flooded living room or getting news that your roof needs replacing or that your toilet has been leaking to the neighbor below. If you're having difficulty coping and have unanswered questions about your home, we want you to know you're not alone and you've come to the right place. Because here on House Smarts Radio,
we're not booing.
We're looing.
That's right. You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio, and he's taking your calls live till 9, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Here I am. Here comes your man.
Here
Welcome
he comes.
Back. Here I am. Love it or lose it. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on Talk Radio 790 KABC. All right, we remembered the name of the company for the all-natural bee removal.
It's called Bee, like Bee Green Natural Bee Removal. They are first committed to God who's created this earth and everything in it, and then committed to performing a different and better way of removing those bees the natural way, offering an insecticide-free bee colony beehive removal. No dangerous chemicals, no dangerous toxins that could hurt you, your family, neighbors, or your pets.
Yeah. What's the website?
And it's beegreenremoval.com. And they've got locations all over Southern California.
We were remodeling a house. This is years ago. This has got to be in the mid-90s. And we were putting on a room addition. And the homeowner said, oh, I want to let you know, we've always had a little problem with bees in this corner. Okay? That's what they said. A little problem with the bee in the corner. All right, you know, whatever. We're young and we're not scared of no bees. I ain't afraid of no ghost, right? So we're taking down the plaster in this corner of the house and we knock down a chunk and all of a sudden all these bees come flying out. I mean, all these bees start flying out. We go running out of there like a bunch of, you know, schoolgirls at recess and, we take another piece down. A giant honey hive in the entire wall cavity of this corner of this house. I go, we got an actual beekeeper to come and smoke them and put them in a hot, you know, in a, it was amazing to watch. I said, how long have you had this bee thing that you said that we've had this bees? And it was a bedroom that they didn't really use. And they said, yeah, every now and then we would hear something. The beekeeper said, it's been there for years.
No.
In their wall.
Wow.
Yeah. Right?
That's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy, ooh, right? Now, our next guest is going to tell us that they build houses that don't have that problem. I don't know about that. Joining me on the phone line right now is Steve Glenn, who is the CEO of a company called Living Homes. They are the leader among prefab green modular homes. Steve, good morning. Thanks for joining us on House Smarts Radio.
Morning. Thanks for having me. And I'm not aware of any bee problems in our home. But we don't guarantee that.
Exactly. That is not part of the guarantee. And actually, quite honestly, Steve, a bee thing would really make your homes even more green if you had like a whole honey farm part of it. Maybe that's a new niche for you guys.
Well, we always like having buzz. So, yeah, we should look into it.
Well done, well done. All right, let me ask you, tell me a little bit about your company and what you guys do.
Well, there's actually two sister companies. One is called Living Homes. We're a design and development firm, and we focus on modern, highly sustainable, prefabricated homes. And then a year and a half ago, we started a sister company called Plant Prefab, which is the first sustainable home factory in the country. Before we started Plant, we would outsource our production, but it was very difficult. So now we both design and manufacture sustainable prefabricated homes.
You've got a showroom, I see, in Santa Monica. I think that when people hear the word prefab home, Steve, the misconception is that it's not a quality-built home. Tell them why that's not true.
In some cases, it can be true. I mean, mobile homes, certainly of yesteryear, were built pretty shoddy, and still they tend to have pretty cheap materials. They're not necessarily the highest quality. That's an issue of what's being built. That's not an issue of off-site production. Cars, Teslas, iPhones, these are made off-site. These are made in factories.
Right.
And they're very high-quality products, right? So, in fact, with the right process, you can build an extraordinarily high-quality product. The issue is, what's the design? What's the materials? How are you actually making that product? If it's cheap materials, shoddy process, it's not going to be a great product.
Right. And that's something you guys are committed to, is making sure that the overall quality of the products that you're putting into the homes you build is the best it can be?
It's not only quality, but it's also sustainability and health. Our first home ever, which was 12 years ago, a spectacular modern home designed by Ray Cappy, and assembled in 8 hours, was the first home ever certified LEED Platinum in the history of the LEED program. LEED is the National Green Building Certification Program. It stands for Leadership in Environmental and Energy Design, and it's a point-based system. So you get points that make your homes more energy or water resource efficient or better indoor air quality. And based on those points, you can get certified or silver or gold or platinum. And we developed the very first platinum, and we've had since 23 homes certified platinum, which is more than almost any other design firm. So it's not just quality, it's also the ecological footprint of what we're building. We care deeply about.
Right, and for those that maybe don't know, it is not easy to get platinum LEED certification. There's quite a few, and as you mentioned, those point systems. I attend the builder show, every year. They move it around in Vegas or Orlando or Mumbai. It's difficult to get to that point and to get to that level to make sure that the home is efficient as possible. So you said you've been in business for 12 years so far. Is that right?
Living home sales. Yeah,
living homes.
The factory is a year and a half.
Okay. Living homes. Tell me about, in that 12 years, the changes that have occurred in the differences now in what you're building.
Well, first of all, 12 years ago, there were I should give you context. We care about design, we care about ecological footprint, and we care about the environmental program. And 12 years ago, it was very difficult to find materials that would qualify on all three of those kinds of values, parameters. Now there are lots of materials. The building suppliers have really woken up to the opportunity and the demand for sustainable, for healthy products, and there are lots of options now, whereas, as I said, 12 years ago, there was not that many.
And that just, as a builder, just helps you to offer more to your clients as to, what it is that they can achieve in a new home. Talk to me a little bit about the process. If someone's listening to this going, huh, this sounds kind of interesting, how would you walk them through the process of working with your company?
Yeah, so you can go to either livinghomes.net or plantprefab.com, either one. And we offer both standard homes and custom homes. And you can see examples of what we've done at both places. But if you click on a standard home, you can pick a different model. You can pick an architect like Ray Cappy, like Kieran Timberlake, or Living Homes. And then you can configure it like a car, literally with finishes and fixtures and energy systems that you select. And then you can save that and share it with your friends and also send it to us. And then we work with you to get a permit set together, and then it's built in a factory off-site. At the same time, a general contractor is doing your site work, so that's how we're able to build in about half the time it normally takes to do a home using site-based traditional construction methods.
So you guys, you do the building in the factory setting. Are you also doing the actual installs of the modules?
We have a firm that does the install, and then you work with a local GC. We have many that we refer that does the site work, that does the foundation work.
Got it. That's awesome. That's cool. All right, one more time with the websites.
Livinghomes.net and plantprefab.com.
Steve Glenn is the CEO of Living Homes. Thanks so much for taking time with us this morning. I hope you have a terrific weekend.
Thank you for having me. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. You know, it's amazing to me to think about the how far the modular homes have done. Years ago, when I first started working on the Today Show, I did a story on modular homes. And here I was, I was a stick builder. I'm a carpenter by trade, and we built everything by hand. And I did the story in the modular homes, similar to what they're doing at Living Homes in Westchester, a company called Westchester Modular Homes. And we took the whole process from start to finish and did a whole story on this thing. And you can actually find that video if you go to YouTube, and you'll see a much younger Lou Manfredini who moves his hands a lot on camera. Like,
do you not do that anymore?
Not as much. Huh. I almost look like I'm doing sign language as I'm doing my setup. So I've learned a lot to control my hands. It's an Italian thing. But, people that build homes by hand will say, oh, no, you don't want that factory built. I'm going to tell you what. The factory built setting is a better way to build a house because everything's controlled. There's no rain. There's no, in particular, if you're talking about the Northeast, there's no cold, no snow. And everything is on a platform where it's easier for the builders to do. And once you build that house and put it together, you'd be hard-pressed to know that it was built modularly because the designs, when you look at their website, some of those designs are lights out.
Beautiful.
Really, really nice. Thank you to Steve Glenn for joining us this morning. Hey, are you tired of all the time you spend working on your lawn and landscape just to have grubs come in and start eating it from the roots up? Leaving behind dead patches in your lawn for your flowers and everything's wilting. And let's not forget the skunks that tear up your lawn and the moles that come tunneling through eating the grubs while leaving mounds everywhere. This morning when I got up, did you smell the skunk when we came out this morning? Oh my gosh. It's crazy. Bonide's annual grub beater is the answer to your problems. Apply grub beater now and have a grub free lawn and landscape into the fall season with, get this, one easy application. I'm not lying. We're not booing. We're looing. Bonide's annual grub beater is not just for grubs. It'll control chinch bugs, bill bugs, and a long list of other insects. I just like saying bill bugs. Bonide products are family made in America. Grub beater is available at fine stores like Armstrong Garden Center in Thousand Oaks, Green Thumb in Ventura, and DIY in Big Bear. Or visit bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 790 KABC. Our phone number is 800-222-5222. We'll be right back.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
News. Talk. Evolve. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini. Now's the time to call in with your home improvement questions. And when we pick up, we'll say,
"Hello, I love you, won't you tell me?"
And then you'll say,
"Hello."
Or,
"Hello."
Or,
"Hello, darkness, my old friend."
And then we'll say,
"Good morning."
And then you'll say,
"Help, I need somebody."
And then Lou will jump in and say,
"If you got a problem."
Here he is now on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I'm not going to show you.
Come on, Frank, put your hands together. There we go. Attaboy. Welcome back to House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Our phone number is 800-222-5222. Hey, on a completely personal note,
mm-hmm.
Do you have any information for us of maybe something happened in your family that was kind of a big deal last night?
I think
it's a little shout out is appropriate since your whole family's in town.
I do. My little brother proposed to his longtime girlfriend last night.
Who's lovely.
She is a wonderful gal. We love her. We're so excited that she's going to be in the family. They did it in Venice on the canals.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton
Kutcher kissed Jennifer Garner.
Mm-hmm.
Who looks amazing. Did you see her at the Oscars?
Yes, she's a beauty.
And that Ashton Kutcher, I mean, he's on the eyes too. Yeah. So they're excited?
They're so excited, yes. And then we had a big after. Everyone surprised them and we had a nice little after
young
party.
Young love, right? Nothing better than young love,
was
right,
out
Frank?
Too
Frank
late
agrees.
Before
he's
this.
Nodding, young love. He remember, you remember being young and in love, Frank? Do you remember? All right. That's right. It's even better. That's right. It's even better.
You're right.
Right. I agree.
Here's to long love for the happy
God
couple.
Bless the two of them. What are their names?
Tyler and Jessica.
Congratulations. 800-222-5222. Sarah is in West Hollywood. Sarah, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
So we just moved into a new home, and the countertops all throughout the house in the kitchen and in the bathrooms are marble.
Mm.
And I can already tell that they're very, very sensitive to everything, very porous. And I'm just trying to figure out what the best way is to take care of them and keep them protected.
So when you bought the house, were you like, oh my gosh, I love these countertops?
Well, yeah, because they look really nice.
Yeah. Are there any little ones in your house?
Yes.
Yeah. You are not going to love the marble with kids. It's super porous, and you really have to stay on it with grape juice. Or are you a red wine drinker or a white wine drinker?
I am a white wine drinker.
All right, that's good for you. All right, you and Lindsay, so that's good. So, but the red wine, so here's what I want you to do. There is a company and there's a brand called Lundmark, L-U-N-D, M-A-R-K. And Lundmark is a brand that's been around for a long time. They have a three-step marble system. And you, with your brand new house with all your marble, I want you to go buy their system. You can get it at a good hardware store. They may not have it in stock, but they can order it for you. Like an Ace or something like that. There is a stripper, a stripper, a cleaner, and a sealer polish. Okay. So follow all the instructions. It's three bottles. You'll get it. They're like little quart bottles. I mean, this is not expensive. Each bottle is like $8 or something like that. And I want you to follow every step. And then the sealer is important with the marble. Once you do these three steps, you're going to use a daily cleaner on the tops after you do the polish. They make a cleaner, too, that you can buy in a gallon jug that may be available. If they don't, one that you're going to find is a company called Granite Gold. And it's while it's called Granite, they also use it you can use it on marble as well. It's a pH balance. I actually talked about it earlier this morning with a caller. You can use that on a daily basis, but I will tell you that when the grape juice or anything goes down on there, you got to get that right up because it can't sit there. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
How often do you have to do the three-step process, do you think?
You're going to do it all now. You're going to get it all set and go, and it's ready to go. And so that polish and the sealer part of it, with marble, you're going to seal it every 6 months.
So put it on your phone and say, okay, it's March 10th. I listened to Lou. He told me to do this. I'm going to do this weekend. And then April, May, June, July, August, in September, you're going to do it again.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
and,
you.
And then hopefully, you know, the thing is, our like anything, as you grow older, your tastes change. Like when I was growing up, I hated radishes. Okay. And now I love radishes. And when I was younger, I used to drink white wine. Now I only drink red wine. And I only drink white when I run out of red.
We know.
I know.
Sarah, I'm
so,
with you. I'm
right.
all
so,
about the white.
My point
wine.
Is, if you change to red, you may want to think about new countertops. I'm just throwing that
okay.
out there. Thank you for calling.
I like a New Zealand.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Sauvignon Blanc? That's kind of dry. Right? Isn't that a drier white wine?
I mean,
yeah,
it's a little sweeter.
You know, there was a time when my kids were younger, and when I was a builder and my wife was working full time, I would come home kind of the way, like anybody, when you have children, you know, I would, actually my wife left pretty early too, but I would leave early because we were on the job site at 7 a.m. and she would leave and we had someone that came in to watch the kids. And then I would get home every day by 4:30,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you could relieve the babysitter. Mm-hmm. And there were all these ladies that lived on the block. And it started with this thing. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Would you like a glass of wine? I'm like, sure.
I think you've told me this before.
Right. So I got a little,
awesome.
I got a child and a baby Bjorn, right? I'm there in my cutoff jeans, my work boots, and my shirt. And I'm holding a glass of white wine.
I love it.
That's what the mm-hmm. ladies drink. So I guess really, I only drink white wine when I'm with the ladies, if that's all they have.
Okay.
Right?
I was going to say, you weren't drinking white wine last night?
No, I don't. I don't. So, and
you were with the ladies?
I was. But there were no marble countertops.
No.
I'm telling you what, here's the thing with the marble countertops. A quick little, look, this is my light bulb moment.
Okay.
Okay? My light bulb moment is this. Marble's beautiful, and I have seen people make these mistakes like crazy with the countertops. It's such a soft material. People will use it in bathrooms and because they love the fissures and the vines that look inside the stone. And they are beautiful. I get it. Go to Italy and you'll see all this beautiful marble everywhere. But it is just not a durable surface. Now, with the advent of quartz materials, you can get quartz materials that is non-porous. You have all these design capabilities with the quartz that you never had before that look like marble. And you have none of those issues. You can take that red wine, the Chianti, and just pour it all over the surface all day long and go out to dinner and come back and wipe it up. You do that at Sarah's house, it's going to be a mess.
Man.
It's tough with kids. Grape juice? Grape juice?
So good.
What's so
good? It looks so good.
Oh, it looks so good. But that's the thing.
I get it.
It would, you know, and it's interesting to me because if I think about advice that I've given over the years. I'm always been a fan of the real granite, but now with the advent of these new designs in quartz, I really would tell you to default to the quartz material first. All right, let's take a quick call before we have to go. 800-222-5222. That's Troy, who's in San Diego. Troy, you're on House Smarts Radio. Yeah. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a question on my kitchen, my doors, kitchen cabinet doors, and my trash pullout, my under my sink. Also, those doors, they always keep getting. I'm just tired of getting them fixed. You know, the stain on them. They just keep getting worn because we got child locks. So I keep got my wife has to grab it, you know, to open up the sink area. So, is there a product out there that I can actually put on the edge to keep it from getting always worn and
yes.
just that hand traffic.
Yes. Here's what you're going to do.
What can I do?
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to buy a product called Howard's Restore a Finish. Okay? That's number one. You're down in San Diego?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in San Diego?
I'm about, it's in our Claremont area.
All right. Go to the Ace over there, okay? They have
okay.
Howard's Restore a Finish, and you're going to use that with some quadruple zero steel wool, and you're going to go in the neutral color. You're going to wipe down the doors and get it a nice even looking finish with the Howard's.
Okay.
You're going to wipe it with a rag so it's nice and dry.
For a stain.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Then you're going to buy while you're there a quart of waterborne polyurethane. This is key.
Okay.
The Howard's is a petroleum base, but the poly you're going to buy is Minwax makes it. It's called polycrylic. And you're going to use a foam brush over the top of it. And you're going to put a nice coat on there, let it dry about a half an hour to an hour. Then you're going to, with a little steel wool, fine steel wool, knock down because it's going to raise the grain, two more full-strength coats of that waterborne polyurethane. And it's going to hold up perfectly for you. I'm going to put you on hold because we're running out of time. But you do that, and you're going to get the durability, so when you're touching it with your hands, you're not going to have to redo it. The key is the polyurethane. Thanks so much for listening. We had a great time today. Really fun. Frank, thanks for pushing all the buttons and making the microphones work. And Dino, all your guidance in there. Yeah. He's doing great. We had some good coffee and some good donuts this morning. You know why? Because there's always 14 donuts in a yum-yum dozen. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Remember, if you need to get a hold of me, just go to HowSmartsRadio.com. We'll be back live next week on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Have a great weekend.
This show furnished by HowSmarts Television and Properties.